ज्ञानं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां शरणान्तिके। First of all, my millions of dandot pranam in the lotus of feet of my spiritual master, Paramaradhyatam Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dandat pranam to all sannyasi brind and other sajjan sudhi brinda. I am very indebted to my shiksha guru, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I have served him so much from 1946. I sent him all the paraphernalia he wanted in Western countries like ditties, khol, mridanga, kartal and so many, even Mathura Peda. I sent him. And he was my shiksha guru. But yet he was junior in sannyas. He treated me like a bosom friend. He used to be anywhere. He used to roll the chapati and I used to cook. And thus, after offering to Krishna, we used to take in Vrindavan, here and there. And by his mercy, I'm coming here. All are hearing me. You are all coming due to him. And I have heard from him, I served him, so you are hearing me. And so many devotees here, about 400-500 devotees. Other places, 1,000 even, they come to hear me. This is his glorification. I first came to see his glory in Western countries. I went to New York, Washington, LA, so many places. And I saw his glory everywhere in mountains, in the midst of ocean, in the top of hills, everywhere I saw. I think that where he has gone, it is a holy place for all. So, He was very wonderful preacher. By the mercy of his transcendental guru and taking sannyas from our guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, he came to Western countries. And in couple of years, he preached everywhere in world. Everywhere world. He translated authority books of Sanskrit language of our guru paramparas. So many. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam. Oh, so many. And he established preaching center all over world. Everywhere. So, I'm giving my heartly what? Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. I want to say you that we have come to preach bhakti. Also, perhaps you know that when Brahma came from the lotus abode, from the Padmanabh Nabhi, ski Nabhi,
Navel,
and he came on the surface of water, only water and water. He was thinking, why you have come here? Who created? He began to search him, went down and up so many times, but he could not find him. Then taps there was found, and by this, I should tap. What? Tap means
austerities.
Then thousands of years he was in austerities. And then Narayan came in his
meditation
and told him that now I am giving you the power of
creation.
But Brahma told, Prabhu, I want that you should be merciful to me, that I should not think me myself that I am creator of the world. Please. And then he told Chatushloki Bhagavat in four shlokas. This is called Chatushloki Bhav. Brahma, he saw three times in all Vedas, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, Ved, Upanishad and all others. Looked very carefully. And he saw that all the souls who has come to this world and they are in endless pain of endless birth and death and very suffering. How they can be liberated? How they can come in the service of Supreme Lord Krishna? So he three times meditated and he come to solution. That only by bhakti it can come. So, the four shlokas of Bhagavad, that is Chatushloki Bhagavat, is the essence of all whole literature, Vedic literature. And he told to Narad, and Narad told to Vyasadev. And he told that you should elaborate them. He told that how can I, that in bhakti yoga, samadhi, in the trance of bhakti yoga, and thus you can see all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, and then you should write it for all conditioned souls. And then he came and he, in trance of bhakti yoga, he saw Purushat Apashyat Purusham Purna. His Apurna Purush. His Nanda Baba, Yashoda, all Braj Vasi, all gopis, all cows, everything and all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Everything is here. He saw the Ras dance, Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet, Gopi Geet and others. And then he wrote it. That is Srimad Bhagavatam, now a stage. In 12 cantos and so many slokas, numbers are slokas. 18,000. So this Bhagavatam is certainly the essence of all the Indian Vedic literature. If anyone will follow this Bhagavatam here with Shraddha, with honor, then Krishna will come in your heart. So when Kaliyug came, after Krishna's departure, after 250 years about, then all the rishis, maharshis, like Saunak, about 88,000 rishis and maharshi, all they came to Namisharanya. And the son of Lomharshan Sutta, Ugrasava Sutta, was there. And they asked him, oh, this very dangerous, fearful Kali Yuga is coming. All will give up their religions. Ladies, male, even sannyasis, brahmacharis will give up their religions. So, please tell us, you know, you have heard from your Gurudev, Sukadeva Goswami, everything, Srimad Bhagavatam. And from your mind, you should decide what is the good for Atma. Not for body, he asked. Prayena Alpa. Ayusha. Yuge Jana. Pratham Sat Paanch. Hamar Mone Nahi. Rain alpa ayusha sabhya klavishmin juge jana mandasu mandamatayo mandabhagya hi upadrita pata sadho atra jatsarang samudhritya manishaya bruhi nasadda dano jinat. If you are qualified to hear, please tell that how our soul will be happy. He did not ask for how body will be happy. Because we are not body. This body is a bag of urine, latrine, blood and so many things. From all the part of these doors, 9 doors, bad things coming, stool, latrine, so many things coming everywhere. So we should not be attached by this. If you are entangled to enjoy by body, oh, you are then deceived. So, they are telling, if we are qualified to hear, please tell us. Then he became very happy. And then he began to speak. He told, Savai Punsan, Paro Dharmo, Jato Bhakti Radhokkhaje, Ahetukya Bhavahita Ja Bhakti Purushottame. Certainly, it is highest top of Paramadharma for whole universe, for whole jivas, living entities. certainly. Tom, to, by serving our Supreme Lord Krishna, there should be no gap in what? And it should be in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava and continuous, like endless madhudhara,
stream of honey,
no break at all, always day, night, whole life. But must be in the guidance of Guru. Then, and only to please Krishna, nothing else. So this bhakti, service of Supreme Lord, is param dharma of all. Srila Rupa Goswami has also told about this. And what is that? Anna Abhilashita, you should translate.
First of all, before I speak by the order of our Srila Gurudev, I'm first of all offering my pranams, my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, my initiating spiritual master, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal Dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my Siksha gurus, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and to our Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I'm praying at their lotus feet that I can speak some words to illuminate what our Gurudev has already told. And I'm also offering my respects to our audience here tonight of wonderful devotees, friends, and guests. Hare Krishna. So Srila Gurudev has introduced the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has explained to us that this literature, composed of 18,000 verses in Sanskrit language, written over 5,000 years ago and passed down through a chain of spiritual masters and disciples for the past 5,000 years in an unbroken chain, that this knowledge is the very essence of all spiritual literatures which are coming from India, all philosophical knowledge. So, the beginning of that great literature is the subject that Srila Gurudev has selected to speak to us this evening about. And in the beginning of that literature, as he explained, there was an assembly of many thousands of very learned, very exalted, spiritually realized personalities, rishis, saints, sages, who had studied spiritual knowledge for centuries. And these personalities assembled together to hear this conclusive knowledge of the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by the very great sage Suta Goswami. So in the very beginning of that literature, the question was being asked to Suta Goswami by another great sage who was the spokesman of the assembly. His name was Shonaka Rishi. So he requested from him that what is the highest activity that any living being can perform by which they will be able to fully realize their eternal spiritual identity. So in this verse that Srila Gurudev has cited and has requested me to explain, it is explaining the process of bhakti yoga. I'm mentioning this verse. Savai pungsam paro dharmo yato bhakti rahokshaje ahaituki apratihata ye atma samprasidati. Here it is saying, savai pungsam paro dharmo. Many of us are familiar with the word dharma. Even it is in the English dictionary nowadays. This word dharma is referring to activities or duties of the human being. Or even more specifically, it is referring to the constitutional nature of our very own being. But as Srila Gurudev explained to us, what is our real nature? Is our nature just this physical body? Is our nature just this mental body that we have, this capacity to think, feel, and will, etc.? Is that our real identity, our real nature? Or is it something more than that? Actually, Srila Gurudev has told us the essence of what is self-realization, and that is to understand that first and foremost, this physical body is not our real self. It is a temporary garment that we are wearing over our eternal soul. So the whole subject matter of the Vedas is to bring us to a higher understanding of our eternal nature, of our soul. And what, by which process, by following which process, our soul can be completely liberated, freed from all suffering, and attain its eternal happy nature, spiritual nature. So in this first verse, which is being cited here, it is immediately going straight to the point. And it is explaining there that savai pungsam paro dharmo, the para dharma, or the very highest dharma, duty of the living entity, the human being, is to perform bhaktir adhokshaja. Yato bhaktir adhokshaja. Here's the word bhakti. Our festival, this 3 days, is called Bhakti Yoga Festival. And this process of bhakti, this is the highest process which is given in the Vedas to realize our eternal nature and to realize the nature of the Supreme Lord. So here it is telling that the very highest duty of every living being is to render pure loving devotion, which is called bhakti, pure devotion to the Supreme Being, who is the source of this entire creation. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is also known as Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means that being who is beyond the range of our senses, beyond the range of our mind even, our thinking capacity. He is existing in a transcendental realm, far beyond this material world. But yet, there is a process through which our soul can connect with Him, and that is called bhakti. But what is the definition of bhakti? How can we understand that we are on the pathway of bhakti, that we are truly performing bhakti? So in this verse it is telling, ahaituki apratihata ye atma samprasidati. That bhakti or that pure devotion, it has to be devoid of any other motivations. That means trying to get some material gain, some material benefit, physical benefit, etc. within this world, wealth, and material happiness and such. Not that one is performing bhakti so that one can get these things. No. It has to be ahaituki, without any other motivation. And apratihata means that it also, it must be constantly performed without any breakage. Just like a stream of honey. When you pour honey, it comes out in a flowing stream without being broken at all. In the same way, when the soul, when we learn how to perform bhakti yoga, which is going on 24 hours daily. And this is fully performed by our body, our mind, our senses, our emotions. Oh, then, ye atma samprasidati, then the Supreme Lord becomes fully satisfied by our attempt to approach Him, and He reveals Himself to the senses and mind of the soul. And more specifically, how do we understand this bhakti? That how can it be devoid of any other desires? So there is another verse written by one of our very great spiritual masters in our line, named Srila Rupa Goswami. About 500 years ago, he appeared in this world. And he has written the authentic literatures to explain to all living beings how to do this process of bhakti yoga. There he has described the definition of bhakti in a more specific way even. And there he says, Anyabi lashita shunyam, jnana karmati anavritam, anukulyena krishnanu shilanam, bhaktir uttama. Here he describes the term uttama bhakti. Uttama bhakti means pure bhakti, without any adulteration. Just like water. Water is originally pure. If you ask for a glass of water, then you are referring to pure water, without anything added or subtracted from it. So this uttama bhakti, which is the highest, purest form of bhakti, which only alone can satisfy our eternal soul and the supreme soul, here he's giving a definition of it. And he's telling there, anya abhilashita shunyam. This bhakti must be completely devoid of all other desires. Abhilas means desires. So there are many types of desires within this world that are not spiritual desires, but they're material desires. And they fall into a few different categories. Jnana, karma, yoga. Jnana means that we want to attain impersonal liberation. We want that our soul attains the freedom from this cycle of birth and death, but it attains a situation of merging within the Supreme Absolute and losing its identity. This type of knowledge, this type of jnana, impersonal knowledge, it will cover bhakti and it will not allow bhakti to manifest. Similarly, the desire of karma. Karma means sense gratificatory seeking activities within this world. Not only within this world, even within the next life, wanting to attain a material happiness, even within this universe, in a higher planetary system, with higher levels of enjoyment. So this is called karma. So the desire of karma also will cover pure bhakti. And yoga. Some persons perform the practices of Ashtanga yoga, Kundalini yoga, goes by various names, which is also mentioned in the Vedas. But their aim and objective is not pure bhakti, but rather that they will achieve mystic powers, subtle abilities to control the material world, and in this way have their selfish type of enjoyment. So these types of activities, they are obstructing the flow of pure bhakti, and actually they cover bhakti. So the definition given here in the first part of this verse is that one has to be devoid of these other types of desires in order for bhakti to be pure. And then the positive definition is given, anukulyena krishna anushilanam. This means that there is a constant cultivation. Anushilanam means constantly cultivating with one's senses of the body, also the mind, also one's words, and also one's desires, emotions, or moods. So when these are all constantly flowing, as we say, in an unbroken stream like a flow of honey, and anukulyena krishna anushilanam, that it is performed only for the satisfaction and happiness of Krishna, or the Supreme Being, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is also known by many other names, when that devotion is performed for His satisfaction and nothing else, then it is called bhakti or uttama. It is called uttama bhakti or pure bhakti. So only by this type of bhakti can our soul become completely satisfied. And the authentic literature of Srimad Bhagavatam has given this type of definition from the very, very beginning to explain that now this great literature of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is going to describe the activities of the Supreme Being, Supreme Personality of Godhead, when He appeared on this earth planet 5,000 years ago. If you want to attain the perfection, now you must hear that and you must do pure bhakti, and then you will attain this ultimate destination of pure divine love, eternal liberation from this path of birth and death, freedom from all fear, all anxiety, all suffering, and attainment of your eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. And this alone can satisfy the heart. So this is the definition of pure bhakti, which Srila Gurudev is explaining to us so mercifully. And now Srila Gurudev will continue with this narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
If anyone, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Janate Asu Jnanam Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Jahadukam. Oh, what bhakti has been told? If it is done, then very soon, automatically, detaching from world,
detachment
of the world, and all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Ras Tattva, Radha Tattva, Shakti Tattva, everything will come automatically. But Dharma Sunishitang Pumsang Vishwakse Nukathasuja Natotpadyan Jadirating Sam Evahi Kevalam. If anyone chanting, doing archan and other activities, but he has no taste in Harikatha hearing, then everything is
in vain.
He will be very weak. After some time he will give up his chanting, archan and other things. So they are really very fortunate, those who have interest and taste in Harikatha hearing. Also, by hearing, if detachment from worldly desire has not coming, then what we should think? There is certainly any hole in our bhakti. You must know. Then, if anyone hearing is Harikatha, Srinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Jhabhadrani Vidhinot Suhit Satam. If anyone with honor, he is hearing Harikatha, Krishna Katha, this especially Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto, 11th, 12th canto. Then Krishna comes in the heart automatically. And what is wrong, what are unearths? Unwanted things. Like a friend, he clears all and sits there. Nashta prayesu abhadresu. At that time, if our abhadra, unwanted things has gone about, something is raised. Then nityam bhagavat sevaya. This Bhagavatam Sevaya, hearing from superiors. And after hearing Anu Suniyat, always hearing from Gurudev or Vaishnava, superior Vaishnava, if they will also tell to others this Srimad Bhagavat Katha, or one Bhagavat is more, that is
Bhakta
Bhagavat. Aham Vedmi Shoko Vetti Vyaso Vetti na Vetti va Bhakta Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grahyam Na Buddhi Na Chatikaya Na by mind, nothing. Anyone can realize. They may be so learned persons. Only by bhaktya we can know. Why Shankar this has told this? Vyaso Vetti na Vetti va? Why he told? Because he is worshipable incarnation of Narayan. So Krishna may not know anyhow. Gopis knows. Asya Tattva knows it more better. So they are like Asya Tattva. So they can understand. And then Bhidyate Hridaya Granthi. All kinds of worldly attachment gone, finished. And other what bad karmas we have done, oh, also it goes away. Ato bhai kabayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudevi bhagavati kurvant atma prasiddham. So all kavi means realized souls, like Brahma, Shankar, Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Vyas and others, always they do bhakti. And Vasudeva Bhagavati kurvanta atma for happiness of soul. Here soul means not soul our, but soul here, super souls, Krishna. If Krishna is happy, then we will be happy. If we are thinking that why Krishna should, I myself, it cannot be. Without sun, you cannot see anything. Sun also, you also and others. But if sun there is, then by sun, we can see everyone, ourselves also. So, Vyas, now he's telling, himself telling, oh, before he has manifested Srimad Bhagavatam, he's thinking, I have divided 4 Vedas. I have written in very easy language, Puran Sol, more easy, Mahabharata. And in that also Gita Upanishad is there. So many things I have done. Also I have done, collected essence of whole Vedic literature that is called Brahma Sutra. But I am not satisfied. How? Why? What is the reason? You are thinking. And the end time, Narad came. Oh, Tirtha Maharaj. Well.
Microphone. Oh, Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya First of all, I offer my humble thousands obeisances to the aspect of Srila Gurupada Padma. All sannyasis and all Vaishnavas, mothers and sisters and brothers, please accept my tandavat pranams. So now we hear all present Gurudev spoke so many bhakti's manifestations and how is pure bhakti, so all things. And Gurudev also gave a rant about Sri Narada Rishi. Before she, Sudarshan prayed to Gurudev. How is Gurudev? Stam sarvabhuta hridayam munima anuttasmi. When Sudarshan was somewhere in forest, at that time, so Vyasadeva, Haputra calling to him. But that time, he cannot back return and not give him answer, but necessary to his father going back. At that time, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, inspirations inside of hills, trees, then they are speaking. Oh my dear father, kāpasya patiputrada mohi yeva hi kārna. So everything ignorance, please go back return. So at that time, see, Sudarshan spoke these things. We are conditioned souls, like wood, like trees. But Gurudev, he is spiritual master, so spiritual soul. And so Gurudev, he can speak in my heart. And he can sit in my heart and he can speak, I don't know anything. So after his mercy, so he can speak. In this way, Sudarshan offered to pranam Gurudev. After them, so all Guru Varga, and how is their life, how they did bhakti. So Narada Rishi came to Sri Vyasadeva, and he spoke so many kathas. They are explaining all things. Tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajanna patkato pati tato yadi yatra kava avhadram abhud amushyakim kovartha apto bhajatam sadharmato. Many persons follower leave him in family life and family situation, family religion, so they are following. But that is nothing. There is nothing. Only anyone where is living, anyone when they follow must be this Sanatana religion and chanting, hearing, meditating to Sri Krishna's name and his pastimes, Leela. In this way they will be pure. If sometimes they are falling and going out, then very quickly again will come. God give mercy. Because very weakness, so weakness person, so God, when gave mercy, at once again he will come. So in this way, everyone's life is necessary. They must follow to this Sanatana religion, Bhakti Yoga. So Narada Rishi spoke his life history. Once, when he was a son, previous life, one dasi put. Only one, he has one mother and only his son, mother and son. Then mother sat every year work. One day, one temple, there are rishis came and in the Chaturmasya time, 4 months they sit, live there and every day they are discussing Harikatha. In this way mother, so always serving there. One day, when rishis took prasadam, after prasadam, their plates, so many prasadam have. That time, so mother gave prasadam to him, to Narada Rishi. That time, he was small boy, only 5 years old. So after that, when he took prasadam at once, he changed mind. Then he left all play and here there not going, so still sitting there and hearing Harikatha, what happening, what they are saying. That time he slowly understood all Harikatha. After then his bhav mood come, then tears falling, so he was very happy. When finished 4 months, then rishis, they want to go. At a time, rishis called him and gave one mantra. You must chant this mantra, then you will be happy, God give him darshan. So, at that time, he was very happy. After, when rishis went, then he locked and lived with mother. After then, time of call came, then mother passed body, she went paramdham. Then, after then, Narada she told, so at that time I am alone, so I went in forest. I left my house, then I went in forest, dark jungle, there I sit. At that time I chant mantra always, I pray to God, oh God, please give me darshan, I want to see you, your beautiful home. That time I meditate so long time, and I remember. After that, one day I have seen, so God came, manifest his beautiful form, he came from sight. At that time I had seen so very beautiful form, he had 4 arms and Shankha Chitra Gada Padma, and very beautiful. Then I did pronoun to him. At once he gave bless me, O Narad. Bhavan Mam Mother Siddham Yahar Ati. So in this time, only one time you had seen. So you prayed me and you have very ecstatic mood. You want to see me. So I gave darshan. So anyone, they cannot see me because I am not giving the sun when have they have unearthed any kasai, lost anger, greed, illusion, any unearthed and very dirty mind, and at that time not pure heart, pure mind, so I am not giving the sun that time. So you prayed me, so I am giving the sun one time. After that, you must follow and serve to Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas. Sat Sevaya Adirghayavi Jatamai Diramati. Sat Sevaya Adirghayavi Ati Alpakal, very short time. If you are serving Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, then at once your mind will be fixed. No restless. Then will be fixed. Fixed and tolerant mind. Not going here, there. Otherwise, our mind, heart, all is restless mind and going out, cannot control. How it proceeds? Sadhu to sadhu, guru and Vaishnavas. Then will be controlled. So Lord Sikri, Lord Vishnu told, Una Radrishi, Satsevaya Adirghayapi. Ati Alpakal, very soon, Satsevaya Sadhu Seva, then in this way your mind will be fixed. Diramai Jatamati Suddiramati fixed would come. So, very soon, left this body will come near me. You will be my associates. So, you can chant my names after you can wait for me. At that time, so Lord Vishnu laughed and smiling face, he disappeared from the earth. That time Narada Rishi did pranam to him. Namo namannanam tasya hatatrapam patham. Gayan bilajjo bimado bimatsara. At that time Narada Rishi chant Sri Krishna's name. Krishna, Govinda, Murari, Mukunda, Madhusudan. Always very, they moved, ecstasy moved, always chanting Sri Krishna's name. And Bhimado Bhimasara, at that time he left all desires, all things, no matsara, no jealousy, and no proud, everything he left, and pure mood, Vishnu, so when will we tire? So at once I'll go there. Prajutya mane maitvam suddham bhagavati tanu arabdha karma nirvanu napatat pancha bhautikar. So prajutya mane, time of call, so when time come at once I have seen, so my body is fallen and my effulgent body is so manifest. At once I went in the Vaikuntha loop. When I came to Narayan, at once Narayan was very happy that he gave bless me. Oh Narad, after long time, so you should come. You came. I become very happy. At that time, Lord Narayan gave one Devdatta named Bina. One Bina. So you can.
Musical instrument.
So at that time, Narad Rishi, yeah, Narayan told, you can chant this name, my name by this Bina, so you can play this Bina. So Narad Rishi told, so when I am playing Bina, at that time when I am singing, but at once, Lord Vishnu, Ahuta Iva Me Sikram Darsanam Jati. Bina Nimantram, without invite, so invitation, so it's coming. Always give him darshan, always living with me, I am living with him. So in this way I am chanting Sri Krishna's name. Again, when Brahma manifests, when Lord Vishnu manifest this universe, after then when Lord Brahma came and when he thought that I become his Manas Putra. So I came his mindless, but I am moving every year. I am giving instructions to everyone, and everyone they become, they were very pure, and they are doing bhajan sadham, they are going to Vaikuntha planet and upper planet Golokdham. So in this way, only one process, Jamadivhi Yogapathai Kama Lobo Hato Muhum Mukunda Sevaya Jadvar Tatha Dhatma Nasamati. Only one process, Mukunda Seva, who is giver of liberation, who is giver of pure bhakti, Mukum Bhakti Rasam Premnya Bhakti Prajachati Iti Mukunda. Bhakti Ras, Prem Ras, who is giver of pure Prem Ras, Bhakti Ras, he is Mukunda. Or always he is very happy, always he has smiling face, always be happy, was happy, because he has no energy yet, no anything wants. But devotee, when they are servant to Sri Krishna at once, he had a pleasure. Always give him pure bhakti, pure mood, pure heart. So Jamadivhi Yogapathai, anyone, so many persons, meditators, they are following yoga. Ashtanga yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, tap yoga. So many yoga following. But they are in not purity. There is no purity and no purifying. Because, so they are not flying to Sri Krishna. Empty heart, empty mind. And at last they are falling. They have no shelter. And they are going lost. But who has shelter? So at once they are going to Golokdham, Vaikuntha Dham. So Mukunda Sevaya Jadavat Tatha Dhatma Narsamati. Lord Mukunda Bhagavan Mukunda serving me. At that time, in this way, Atma, soul, everything will be happy and peaceful life, and this is the best process, best way. Then you can meditate to and follow the Bhakti Yoga. And in this way you can see Sri Krishna's pastimes, Leela. Then you will be happy, satisfied, manifest all things. So best thing, when he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, then he spoke these things. Dharma prodhita kaitavatra paramo nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastava matravastu sivadam tabutrayan mularam vedyam vastava matravastu sivadam vastavastu. He manifest vastavastu in Srimad Bhagavatam. And pure religion, nirmat saranam satam, no jealousy, no violence, pure mood, pure heart, sadhus, pure bhakti and their life history, everything spoke. So their Vedyam Vastava Matra Vastu Sivadam Vastav Vastu Absolute Truth. So what is this? Only Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His incarnation and devoted soul and others pure bhakti. Three things explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Sri Krishna's sweetness Leela and all His incarnations Leela. Other way, devotee's life history. And third things, pure bhakti manifestations. So Gurudev spoke, Sobhai Pulsam Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhushyati. This is pure bhakti, pure religion, best religion, pure bhakti. Only ananda mode, only one mode, pure bhakti. So many persons, they are asking, they have so many questions. They have questions, so I hear. They are saying these things. So we see everyone's home. But how is bhakti Devi's home? What is home? So bhakti Devi, but we never find, we never see. But here explaining bhakti Devi pure bhakti jo. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Madhavi Tithi Bhakti Janani. Ekadasi Tithi. And other way Madhavi. Madhavi means Vrishabhani Nandini Srinath. Also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad. And everyone saying these things bhakti means Srinath. Pure bhakti. And her manifestation, her wounds. How is pure bhakti? Everything is explaining in Srimad Bhagavata, no other pure. Only in Srimad Bhagavata. So how is more bhakti, increasing bhakti and pure bhakti? So first, beginning, start pure bhakti. Only causeless bhakti, pure bhakti. And after that, so manifestations, so many things. There is no anything else. Only one more. Servant to Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna will be happy. His happiness is my happiness. No selfish mood, no selfish desire. There is pure bhakti. So now may I stop here?
Very good. If a man is very learned, he has read Srimad Bhagavatam. He has read Vedas, Upanishads, Puran, everything. Very qualified. And he has read also that in Kali Yuga, Kali Santarana Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he is chanting this name, worshipping Krishna, Radhika. What is the need of Guru for him? Is any necessity? You should speak on this subject.
Jnanam jana shlakaya chakshuran melitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namane Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shri Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayaniti Namane Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasandhubhyayavcha Mudhitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Offer my obeisances to my Diksha Guru Shri Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada and to my Shiksha Sanyas Guru Shri Shirmad Rupanu Gavara Shri Shrimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, especially my senior Tridandigan, Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev has put a very important question, that if somebody is, he's read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ujjula Nilamani, he's understood what is bhakti from these books, he's understood that the best place in the world to live is in Vrindavan. So he's gone to Vrindavan. Now he's worshipping Thakurji. He's chanting 16 rounds, 32 rounds a day in the holy dham offering service to his Thakurji. So then what is the use of Guru? Because he's already performing all necessary activities. So what is the need of Guru? Yes, there's need of Guru. Because we have to think of what is the purpose of bhakti. The purpose of bhakti is not to go home back to Godhead. This is not pure bhakti. This is anyabhilash. Even what to speak of desire for fruitive activities. Activities which we're performing to get some material gain, either gross gain like money, wealth, nice girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, children, all these things. Or yoga to get subtle mystic powers, or jnana to get knowledge of spirit. All of this is anyabhilash. These are other desires. So even my Guru Maharaj, our Srila Prabhupada, he said, even to go back home, back to God, this is also anyabhilash. It's a very qualified desire, but still it's another desire. So what is the goal? That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's explained. Nadanang na janang sundari kavitang va jagadisha kame mama janmani janmani shre bhavatat bhakti rahayti kitvai. Nadanang, I don't want any money. Nadanang, I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful ladies, handsome young men. I don't want worldly knowledge, very eloquent poetry, all these things. Oh, that, what? Oh, liberation. You want liberation? No. Even liberation I don't want. Mama janmani janmani shre bhavatar bhakti rahayti kitvai. I just want your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. I'm not asking to go back home, back to Godhead, but I want to serve you birth after birth. So then what is this service? Service doesn't just mean performing activities which are called bhakti. This is called aropsita bhakti. We're performing devotion, even performing shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, worshipping the deity, all these things. But if we're not actually worshipping, not actually serving under the direction of bona fide guru, this is still not shuddha bhakti. Why? What does shuddha bhakti mean? Shuddha bhakti, pure bhakti, it doesn't just mean performing bhakti free from material desires. It means taking shelter of shuddha sattva. So we are materially conditioned. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indray. Krishna's transcendental. He's in the transcendental realm. And we're conditioned souls. So our whole business, the business of the conditioned soul, is to serve his mind and senses. That's all. This is our whole tendency. The soul has the potential to serve. But in this conditioned state, we don't have the ability to serve. That mood to serve is absent. But where we can get it? If somebody wants milk, so can we make milk? Can anybody make cow's milk? You can't manufacture it. Or you can make it. Or if somebody wants honey, can anyone manufacture honey? No. You have to get milk from a cow. Or you get honey from the bees. But does anybody here have a cow? How many people have cow? Nobody has cow. So then you have to go to the shop to get the milk. Somebody has a relationship with a cow, he's got milk, and we get milk from him. Similarly, if we want to get the milk or the honey of this mood of devotion to Krishna, this mood of relating to Krishna in a pure selfless mood, ahoitikya pratihata, this has been explained, we can't get it ourselves. We have to get it either from those who are performing. Who are the ideal examples of ahoitikya pratihata? They are the eternal associates of Krishna in the spiritual world, especially in Braj. Even in Vaikuntha, ahoitiki, there's some, although their devotional service is pure, it's without any material contamination, but because they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I have to worship him, so there's some hetu. But in Braj, they simply think that Krishna is the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the funniest, the most expert, the most loving personality, and their hearts and souls go to him and they simply want to make him happy. Like on the occasion of Govardhan Puja. So Krishna manifested this form of Govardhan on top of Govardhan Hill,
And he said, what would you like? I'm pleased with your offerings. What would you like? And they just said, we just want Krishna to be happy. This is a mood in Braj. So how we can get that mood, either from them, but we have no access. Like we have no cow, we have no bees. So then we have to get it from somebody here who's accessible. Like we go to the supermarket because it's just around the corner. So similarly, we have to come to Sri Gurudev, who's kindly appeared just around the corner. Not only just around the corner, he's walked into our house, he's walked into our lives, he sat down, he didn't even ask permission. In my case, he walked in the front door, he sat on the sofa, he spoke, he gave out cookies, like this. Even more than my Guru Maharaj. So, for this reason, we have to worship the devotee to get the mood of service which is in his heart. How we can worship him, how we can get that mood. He wants to give. But how we can receive? By service. Because what is his mood? Gurudev's mood is service to Krishna. He's the embodiment. Gurudev is the embodiment of this mood of pure service to Krishna. Our business is to make our heart one, Tadatma. Make our heart one with Gurudev's heart so that we can receive that mood. Like tuning a radio. You have to tune the radio. So how we can tune our heart, we have to come in line with Gurudev's activities inwardly and outwardly. What is that? Service. So then Srila Gurudev, he gives instructions how we can serve Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And so we have to follow his instructions. And by following his instructions, then gradually, gradually, our heart becomes one with his heart. And gradually, gradually, he can put these very beautiful moods of pure service to Krishna, Radha and Krishna, in our hearts. Hare Krishna.
Kirtan. Sure. He should do kirtan then. I will go. May I go?
Yes, of course.
Can we do drama?
Yes. I you would like to go now? You ready to go?